is more. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into Hour 3 of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you tonight.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we go right into your phone calls. Let's talk to David in Maryland. David, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello. David.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Sweet. Okay. First, I just wanted to say you guys helped me with a paper a while back. I emailed Ian. It was a paper about liberty for high school. Just want to say thanks for that. I got an A on the paper.
Ah, congratulations.
You're lucky. If we help you, that's not a guarantee.
Well, it works that time. All right. Well, I'm calling tonight because, I guess it was back in 2008 now. The police tried to arrest me for drug paraphernalia when I had no drugs and no paraphernalia.
Really?
Yeah, they also tried to get me for trespassing. It was interesting. I was on school property after dark, and they had reports that people were throwing rocks at the school, so they came. But rather than leaving, I decided to try and be nice and just explain that we were there. Well, I was meeting with a group of friends, and we were going to someone's house to play video games.
I see.
They proceeded to claim that we were there. They have a sign out front that says you can't be there after 11 p.m. The officer decided that we weren't allowed to be there after dark. I wouldn't go read the sign.
Wow.
And upon searching the area, he found a piece, you know, for smoking marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And then proceeded to say that it was automatically belonged to one of us in the group.
Was he correct about that? Was he correct about that?
Yes, he was.
However, the evidence was circumstantial.
He was correct, technically speaking, I guess.
However, the evidence was circumstantial.
Very circumstantial.
Right. Did he observe any of you drop this piece?
No, he didn't observe it. It was one of the people I was with dropped it because he saw the police coming. Of course, he didn't tell anyone until they already saw us, so we couldn't just leave at that point. But, I mean, they found that, and that was a really big deal because they were all minors. I was 18 at the time, so it was a big deal for me.
Ooh, like, yeah.
It was his piece. I was like, well, we'll just have to admit it if they find it, and then we'll be on our way. But they searched us, and I had cigars. And, I mean, I'm allowed to have them, and we weren't really doing anything with them.
Right.
They tried to say that we were going to stuff the cigars with the weed that we didn't have because we had apparently already smoked it out of the piece.
Good grief.
So they found a bowl, but they didn't find weed, and you had cigars.
Yeah, so they tried to say that the cigars were drug paraphernalia.
And how did that work out for them? I mean, what happened then?
Well, ultimately, they did just let us leave, but
really?
Not until they called the people I was with, they called all of their parents and mm-hmm. made me sit there and be seen by all of their parents so their parents could see what a terrible influence I was.
Oh, yeah, because you're the oldest, so you're influencing all these younger guys who are probably only, a year or two younger than you, 16, 17,
yeah.
I imagine?
Yeah, they were 16.
Right,
but
so
there's a magical click that happens when you turn 18.
Right, he's
you're
the
suddenly
18,
mature and adult and
right,
responsible.
He's the 18-year-old ringleader, so, yeah.
Who has x-ray vision and can see into his friend's pants.
Well, you know, I guess it could have been worse, though, right? I mean, at least you didn't get arrested and you didn't have to go to jail. And if the worst that happens is some of the parents, give you the evil eye, then it could have been much worse. Yeah, I'd like to give you a recommendation. It's just a suggestion. Don't ever meet your friends at a government on a government property, whether it's the government school, whether it's the government's parks. Especially after hours, but just as a general rule, if you can meet at a McDonald's or you can meet at some 24-hour location, something else, a gas station even.
That's their turf.
You're always, exactly.
You're on their turf.
Yep, exactly right. I mean, there are so many cases of kids going to a park because, you know, it's relatively quiet most of the time if it's nighttime at a park, thinking, well, we could go and get high at the park. And then, you know, it's, since, as you say, Mark, it's their turf. There's a cop that rolls through every 15 minutes there. You know, they roll through the parking lot. And if you're sitting in there, you know, hot baking the car or hot boxing the car, rather, they're going to catch you. And it's an easy target for them. So just be careful with that in the future. All right.
I have another.
Yeah,
suggestion.
That lesson was learned. Yeah, and I just want to say we actually weren't planning on doing anything that night, which made it all the more ironic.
My suggestion is also don't worry so much about what people think of you. And then when they bring your parents,
I'm not too worried.
Thank you for the call, David. I appreciate it. Good luck out there, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. In fact, I'm sure OJ in Nebraska will back me up on that suggestion. OJ, who is a law enforcement officer, generally a bad idea for kids to hang out in the park if they're going to be doing stuff like drinking and smoking, and just a generally a bad idea, period, to hang out in places like that. Wouldn't you say, OJ? OJ's gone. Oh, that's unfortunate, because he was there, and I'm sure he would have had something to say to that. 800-259-9231. We try Tim in Toronto. You are on Free Talk Live. Tim.
Good evening. How are you?
What's on your mind, Tim?
Well, Gene called in, and it brought something to mind, and I have to agree with him. You know, I see manufacturers coming back to the USA as a falling dollar makes American labor costs more competitive. But I think something else you guys touched on earlier tonight with the rest of the U.S. bailing out California will also play into that, meaning that I think it will be an incentive for people who are paying more into the federal government to promote secession.
Yes.
Absolutely.
If California continues to suck off the federal teat, if Detroit gets $10 billion, California gets $7 billion, and then a year later they're back for more, you're absolutely right. That could certainly galvanize people in states that are the so-called donor states that pay more than
it might galvanize people, but it's the politicians in those states are going to be the ones that decide whether or not they go, and the politicians are still getting the money from the government. So you'll have a situation where the people might be incentivized, but we know very, very, very well that governments don't do what the people want.
Yeah, I think that secession still seems like a pipe dream, but it's one of those things, as things get more and more desperate, it'll start sounding more viable.
Yeah, it's a ways off still. I'm not saying it's impossible or anything. It just seems like it's a ways off.
But that's going to start more conversations, and more people talking about it means it's going to become an issue, I hope. And I think you're right, Tim. And you're up there in Toronto, and you're observing all this.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from the States, from south of the border. So.
Gotcha. Why'd you move to Canada?
I move around the world with my wife, so we just moved here from China.
Oh, wow. You really are quite the world travelers. Is that something you do for a career, or you just like to move places?
Yeah, no, we do. I do it with work, too, and... You know, and that's one of the things I noticed in China. They have the big benefit of a low labor cost, but you know, just finding someone to repair your air conditioning at home, for instance. You know, 10, 15 years ago, there was no air conditioning there, and they would, the knowledgeable labor that could repair your air conditioning was in big shortage. I think that'll play a big advantage in America when the dollar does fall and labor costs come back down to, you know, a competitive rate.
Well, now, hold on a second. I mean, aren't we dealing with a minimum wage factor here? I mean, I understand a lot of factory jobs are union. You're saying that essentially unions will go away and wages will fall as low as they possibly can? Because they obviously can't fall below the minimum wage, because
the minimum wage isn't really an issue. The minimum wage, but with the inflation of the currency, is some Mickey Mouse number that doesn't. It's not a living wage. It's not understood completely. So the minimum wage isn't an issue when you start talking about the difference of transporting that stuff across the Pacific Ocean.
I see. Thank you, Tim, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We're going to try OJ back in Nebraska. OJ, are you there, sir?
Yeah, somebody hit the wrong button, apparently.
Would you say that? Go ahead.
I absolutely agree. parks after hours and schools after hours are not a good place to go.
Yeah, it's like a guarantee of having an encounter with a police officer. Hang on, OJ, we're going to bring you back. I know you were calling for a reason other than to comment on that. So more with OJ, the cop, in moments. 800-259-9231 is the number for you to bring up whatever you want. That's the point of this show, and it's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul, and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
The take-home message is simple. If you want to get your big idea in front of the masses, make news. You can toss the ad budget if your story is intriguing enough to hit the editorial pages. It may surprise you to hear this from an old ad guy, but free media is way more valuable than advertising because it creates an aura of credibility that you just can't buy. Besides, when you're just starting out and have very little money, traditional advertising isn't going to be available to you. There are thousands of newspapers, magazines, news and lifestyle TV shows, radio broadcasts, and websites, and they're all looking for stories. Why not yours? If your business has a great angle or your personal journey is unique or intriguing, there are media outlets looking for you. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True from the Aha Moment to Your First Million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea by Donnie Deutsch is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those, including the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
You know your email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing privacyharbor.com. It's an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. You can sign up for a free account today, and it's guaranteed to be private. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll start back with OJ, who is a law enforcement officer in Nebraska. OJ, what were you calling about tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to mention on your most recent court fiasco there, the letter that you got.
Before you go on, to bring our listeners up to speed, the government people here in Keene, the prosecutor is threatening me, suggesting that I need to be thrown in a jail cell as a violation of suspended sentence from something that went down last year, suggesting the reason why is because I blogged about and promoted the Civil Disobedience Act that happened over the weekend involving marijuana, cannabis possession. And so that's what he's trying to do. Your thoughts, OJ?
My thoughts is that they're ignoring what the actual crime was here, if you want to call it crime, and that is the possession of marijuana. They're kind of mixing and matching here, saying that you assisted, promoted, facilitated the civil disobedience, which is true, and characterizing that as having some criminal culpability. Which, if it was in the case of the marijuana in the eyes of the law, yeah, you certainly would have. You know, if you had encouraged him to do this in the first place, if you had put him in touch with somebody that could provide him with marijuana, things of that nature. But near as I can tell, that's not what you did. You promoted the event itself, you know, the public venue, and him being there, people coming to see that, and that portion of it is no crime whatsoever.
Absolutely. I mean, they have no case at all. And today, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network and I both went down to the district court and the police department and delivered a 7-page long motion to quash, which essentially just essentially destroyed whatever arguments he was trying to make. Of course, we'll see what the judge thinks about it all within the next 10 days or so. So who knows how this is all going to play out, but most of the people that have looked at this have said, you know, this guy doesn't even have a leg to stand on. So hopefully it'll all work out okay. Whether that will stop them from continuing to come after me in the future is a whole other case. One of the things we pointed out in the in our motion was that we're looking into bringing criminal charges against whoever it is that is whoever it is that's ordering this harassment against me. And so we'll see. Maybe that'll scare them away. I don't know.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks, OJ. Yes, sir, any other thoughts?
I'll call another time and talk some more, but I'm at work right now, and I'm on
my way to
call.
Thank you for the call, love dude. The have a good night, and be safe out there. 800-259-9231, OJ the Cop, offering his expert inside the system advice. Always interesting to hear from people in those roles.
Have you heard from him before? Is he a new caller? Or?
He's not that new. He's been calling for the last, I would say, handful of months on the show. 800-259-9231. So we'll see what goes on. Sam came with me from the Obscure Truth Network, and he deserves the credit for putting together that motion. I mean, the guy is just Johnny on the spot when it comes to dealing with this stuff, and he did an amazing job. ObscureTruth.com is his website, and he's going to send me some of the footage that he shot today, because first we went to the district court, where, as you know, Dale, they have this standing order that says that you must stand for the judge anytime you're in the courtroom. But as you might recall, in addition to that, on that same piece of paper, they also said that camera use was now restricted in the lobby area. So as soon as you step into the clerk's area of the district court here in Keene, New Hampshire, they are ordering people to turn off their cameras. And of course, Sam, not so much for following those sorts of orders. So when we walked into the district court and a bailiff immediately...
I don't know who these people think they are. I mean, it's not like it's their courtroom. It's ours. The people of Cheshire County, it's ours. And you can't tell the public that they can't have cameras in there.
But that's just it. That's an illusion that it's our courtroom.
Yeah,
it isn't really our courtroom.
It is a bunch of crap, and they show it every time they do this nonsense. But I don't know who these people think they are, I swear.
It's just like it's not our taxes, you know, that Ian likes to point out. It's not our taxes. It's, you know, they're stealing from us. Let's make it our taxes.
They're men with guns, Mark, who know they can do whatever it is they want. I was talking with somebody about what this judge was. Basically, the judge has created the law from his bench. He has said that now here are the rules. Okay, yeah, the New Hampshire statutes say that I can only control cameras that are actually in the proceedings. But now I'm going to say that purview expands out to the actual lobby area of the courtroom. So he has essentially just created his own legislation by writing it down on a piece of paper. And because the bailiffs don't know what the law is, they believe the judge is the law.
At that door.
Right.
He doesn't have any power beyond that door.
But he does, because he has men with guns who are willing to follow his every single word, whatever
it is
he says.
At that point, he's just a gangster. And they're just thugs.
That's right. That's right.
So, I mean, you know, the tradition has always been in his court, he is law. But outside of his court, he is not. He is now just a presiding king.
Right. And he has expanded his kingdom from the court to the actual lobby. So we walked in today. Sam had his camera rolling the entire time. And immediately a bailiff comes out of the little bailiff's quarters and demands that Sam turn the camera off. And Sam came back with a brilliant response about how, under the New Hampshire Constitution, I will not turn the camera off or something like that. And we've got it all on tape.
Sam is sharp.
Yeah, he did a really good job. And so this guy said, well, you've got to turn the camera off. Stand by. And he walked into another room, presumably to go and consult with some of his buddies. And so I had the paperwork ready to go, and there was no line. So I just, signed the forms, handed them to the lady. She stamped them, and we were out of there. So by the time, I don't know when that guy ended up coming back, but when he came back, we were no longer standing in the lobby. So nothing ended up happening as a result of that. And I know Sam's really busy. He's got a lot of footage that he's going through, that he's just now gotten himself settled here in Keene. But he has told me that he'll send me along the raw copy of that so we can upload it to YouTube and you can see what happened this
afternoon. Nick predicted that they would do that as far as putting the sanctions up for standing up for
the judgment.
Nick said, he thought they might do that. And sure enough, we go in there and Nick pointed at it and said, look, and he had predicted that they, they might do that.
Well, it's like he's setting up, though, the next instance of civil disobedience. I mean, it's almost like, if you really wanted to be in a bizarre way, I don't even know if paranoid is the right term for this, but conspiracy theorists or whatever, if you wanted to look at this from an unusual perspective, you'd think that they would realize at some point that what they're doing with these crackdowns is just creating press. It's creating newsworthy things to talk about. It's creating controversy. It's resulting in blogs being posted. It's resulting in videos being uploaded to YouTube. It's resulting in more people getting an interest in moving to Keene rather than anywhere else. You'd think they'd figure it out.
The message boards, there's so many threads about people trying to find apartments and wanting to move to Keene and trying to get roommates. And
it's almost like that's what they want.
They don't get
like,
it. They don't realize that we're not the same pushovers that it was.
I told them that in the letter that I wrote, which was apparently also illegal, the letter that I wrote to the judge.
Not
I said,
illegal.
Well,
just interpreted that way.
Well, anyway, I made it clear that this is what's happening. The more you crack down, the more the consequences are going to come. And when I say consequences, I mean peaceful ones. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page, going back for an entire year, totally free. At freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Paula is on the line in Florida. Hello, Paula. Paula, Florida, going once.
Yeah, hi, I'm here.
Hey, Paula, what's on your mind?
We just got some explained to us on Trinity Broadcasting by this Russian philosopher and also Hal Lindsey. They were talking about, you know, the way it was going to be in the last days, and he prophesied.
Wait, the last days of what?
Huh?
The last days of what, America?
Yeah. And he said he even prophesied about the downfall of the United States. And anyway, he says, what's going to happen? Because the debts we owe, parts of the United States is going to be divided up and owned by different countries. Like China will have part of the western part of the country from and up to Utah.
Then that's not Texas. The story I had heard.
They were trying to say back during the time of Johnson, Greek didn't have numbers. They had letters. But anyway, they were trying to describe exactly what was coming down. And so is what is planned, like the mark of the beast. It's not going to be a mark on you. It's going to be a card you're going to be given. And you'll
Then what about the forehead and the hand part?
Okay, that was the only way he could try to explain it, because, I mean, they didn't have numbers back then. The Greek didn't. And so anyway,
wait, that didn't answer Mark's question.
Well, the thing is, because the Greek didn't have numbers, they had letters. You know, they were trying to explain how this was actually going to come down. At the time, they used to have, things that people would have, like a bracelet, which somebody would wear a long time ago. They had a number on it and, or mark on it, and then they had other things they carried with them, or, you know, stuff like this that had a mark on it.
So the hand and the forehead thing was to indicate that it was an identification card.
You know, at the time.
Is there any chance that John was just on this island of Patmos and ate a bunch of psilocybic mushrooms?
I don't know. But anyway, he said that because the debts we owe, he said, when the United States falls, he said, like, the eastern part of the coast from South Carolina will be owned by the EU, the upper part of the United States.
And that I don't understand. That is not
because
what I heard.
The United States doesn't own any
because
of the states.
The debts we owe.
They never bought it.
Huh?
The United States doesn't own the land, and it doesn't own the states. Now, they may own certain portions of land, but the United States government never bought New Hampshire.
They act like they do sometimes, but they don't own
it. I'm just saying exactly what they were trying to predict what was coming down.
All right, Paula, thanks for the prediction, and thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't know about all that. Now, remember that we actually did talk about that Russian guy that she's referencing, because sometimes whenever Paula calls in, a lot of times there's usually a kernel of truth somewhere in what it is that she's saying. And the kernel of truth was that there is a Russian, you know, guy that made some predictions, and he predicted the breakup of the United States, and I guess he predicted a couple other things in the past. But as I recall from that story, when we talked about it on the air...
Has he been right about anything yet, this Russian guy?
He was right about something in the past. I forget what it was. But...
I was right about the governments taking control of the banks and nationalizing them. Do I get to make predictions now?
You can make as many predictions as you'd like.
They're not news.
But what I don't recall his predictions having to do with China taking over. Maybe that was what he said.
I think I've predicted that politicians, when they're running for office, will make a lot of promises and spread a bunch of rhetoric and then come in and act just like all the other politicians.
Now you're
I'm like Nostradamus.
Talk about going out on a limb, Dale. 800-259-9231. So Paula, you know, take her with a grain of salt. In fact, take everything with a grain of salt. Don't take anything that we say as the absolute truth, or what any caller says, or what any self-purported expert says. You need to judge everything for yourself, compare opinions, and make your own decisions. So 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk about the weapons ban. The weapons ban in national parks. Now, as you may be aware, back in December, there was a news that broke about the Bush administration giving the NRA a parting gift by lifting a decades-long ban on concealed weapons in national parks. These harmful new rules could take years to undo, warned the suntan statist. This from Vin Zaprinowitz at LouRockwell.com. Make no mistake, though, they must be taken off the books before they can do too much damage. Beginning on January 9th, Everglades and Biscayne National Parks and the dozens of federal wildlife refuges and forests in Florida will be open to visitors packing guns. Under the new rule, anyone in Florida with a concealed weapons permit qualifies to bring a gun into a national park. There are more than 537,000 Florida residents with concealed weapons permits. Allowing visitors to carry firearms into these national treasures makes no sense, said some bureaucrat.
Trying to stop them doesn't make any sense either.
What is suddenly going to happen? What do they think is suddenly going to happen?
I don't know. Apparently they believe all of a sudden people are going to massacre people.
All these places that allow guns and lots of, like in New Hampshire and lots of other places where they allow guns, there's not much going on. Different than the places where they don't allow guns.
Right, well, didn't they bring back the Castle Doctrine in Florida not too long ago, Mark? And there was a big uproar about how all of a sudden murder was going to be on the rise and people would be killing each other, and where did
it, and that was a couple of years ago, and it hasn't happened. It's hasn't a bunch happened. Of hooey. You know, they just want to scare the crap out of you because people are afraid of guns because they're loud.
The weapons ban has worked well all these years, says the bureaucrat. It's reduced poaching of endangered species and kept the level of violence between people to a minimum. So Mr. Zaprinowitz says the new rules, partially restoring a guaranteed civil and constitutional right, were promulgated by the Interior Department but came straight from the White House, complains the Herald. So the department that's charged with protecting our legacy of federally owned parks, refuges, and wildernesses instead has been forced to put these lands and the people who visit them at greater risk.
You know, these people don't have a very good respect of democracy, do they? These stinking bureaucrats. I mean, they claim that this government is what's keeping us safe, But the president is the one who handed this down. He was elected on to this position on high by, well, you know, at
their
least,
precious system.
At least 25% of the population.
Nobody respects democracy when it doesn't give them what they want.
Yeah, right, as long that's as exactly what it is.
As long as it's going their way, then democracy's great, right?
Yeah, when they're imposing their will on the minority, then they're like, oh, everything's cool.
Their
democracy,
opinion
you have to respect
stinks,
it.
And it stunk when they were in charge, too.
Surely the top priority of the federal government, which is the reason governments are instituted among men, supposedly, is to protect and defend our liberties, among which one of the foremost is our right to keep and bear arms. Now, even the current rules change restores this right only in part, since most national park visitors come from far away. What are the chances most will have even the slightest idea of how to obtain the required state permit? The statist at the Herald replied that the weapons ban has worked well all these years. It's reduced poaching of endangered species and kept the level of violence between people to a minimum. Well, first, since we're talking primarily about the kind of self-defense weapon for which I might receive a state concealed carry permit, I find the inclusion of this reference to poaching rather odd. In fact, this supposed gun ban did little to limit the nearly industrial levels of gator poaching by the locals in Florida, which continued for decades in the Everglades. The population
you don't shoot a gator with a handgun, you shoot it with a rifle.
The population of big cats down that way also seems suspiciously small if no poaching or trapping has been going on since the 1930s. Fewer
and
than 100.
You're even less likely to shoot a Florida panther with a, you know, Colt 1911.
Right, well, you're even less likely because there are hardly any of them left. Because people have been poaching them.
You're not going to get that close to them.
Fewer than 100 Florida panthers are believed to persist in the wild. The Federals, who also operate the Corps of Engineers...
If you want to save the panthers, let people own them.
...which has been diverting water away from the Everglades for 60 years, haven't even done a very good job of keeping most of the wetlands wet, for heaven's sake. Second, while in an emergency, you use what you've got. Anyone intent on poaching a bear or another large animal, like an alligator with a small concealable handgun, might, I suppose, get pretty much what he or she deserves. But
yeah,
what
that
really,
problem takes care of itself.
What really puzzles me is what on earth these minions of Washington City mean when they say the weapons ban has worked well all these years. It's kept the level of violence between people to a minimum. Did going unarmed work well for the unarmed hikers Mary Cooper, age 56, and her daughter Susanna Stodden, 27, whose bodies were found shot in the head alongside the Pinnacle Lake Trail in the Mount Baker National Forest east of Everett, Washington, by a hiker in 2006?
But how were they shot in the head if guns were banned there?
Things that make
you're not
you
allowed to have a gun, so how could they possibly have been shot in the head?
Technically, since the national forests are administered differently than the national parks and monuments, the Seattle mother and daughter could have gone armed into that national forest so long as they'd obeyed the Washington state law. Perhaps it would have helped to encourage them, had as much signage as they used to warn about forest fires been devoted to warning hikers that we've only got a handful of rangers to protect the area the size of a small state here. Your protection is your own job. We're coming up here about the gun allowance into national parks here and what some people have to say about it. And Vin Zaprinowitz's thoughts at LouRockwell.com, 800-259-9231. But better would be your thoughts at 1-800-259-9231. Should guns be banned from state parks and national parks? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount, and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get the whole list of things that you can do. Pick the ones that most interest you. Most of them are completely free or very, very low cost. Promote.freetalklive.com. And we continue here. Just a few more thoughts from Vin Soprinowitz over at LouRockwell.com, talking about how apparently now because of some last-minute thing the Bush administration did, one of the few somewhat decent things they did, it's a very short list, like one or two things, they made it so you can now carry a weapon into a national park if you have the appropriate government permit, of course. And a lot of people are getting very upset about this. Oh, my God, people are going to start shooting everybody in the park, so look out. Well, wait a minute. What about when the ban was in effect? What about the people that were hurt then? As he points out, according to Washington Trails magazine, there were only 5 armed law enforcement rangers working for the entire Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest, a patch of public land larger than the state of Delaware, when 2 women were shot and killed. Was that number adequate to protect the public safety? For a supervisor told the magazine, no. Our parks today are some of the safest places in the country, said the Herald editorialists. Tell that to Barbara Schoner, who in April of 1994 was attacked by an 82-pound female lion as she was jogging along a park trail in the Sierra foothills northeast of Sacramento. The lion bit her neck and then crushed her skull. Then it dragged the unarmed woman 300 feet down a hill and ate her face, upper back, lungs, spleen, pancreas, kidney, stomach, liver, and small intestines. In the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in 2006, one man was stabbed to death by a drunk, and in a separate incident, a woman was shot dead. Also that year, on the Blue Ridge Parkway, a woman parked at an overlook and wearing headphones while studying for final exams was killed by a handgun by a suspect on a killing spree, according to the Park Service. How did the ban on carrying self-defense weapons work well for those folks? And the relatively small count of 11 violent deaths in the national parks in 2006 didn't include rapes, other non-fatal assaults, or places from which law-abiding citizens are now de facto excluded, such as the Saguaro National Monument west of Tucson, where locals say the stream of illegal immigrants being hauled north by their coyotes can make the place resemble an old-fashioned stock car track. Yes, you could say some of our parks have been some of the safest places in the country if you want to compare them to other victim disarmament zones like the District of Columbia, New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Detroit. According to the president of the Montana Shooting Sports Association, if you're hiking in the backcountry and there's a problem with a criminal or an aggressive animal, and there's no 911 box where you can call the police and have a 60-second response, or there is no 911 box where you can call the police and have them appear instantly. While park rangers now use bulletproof vests and automatic weapons to enforce the law, regular Americans in states where concealed and carry laws exist are denied the opportunity for self-defense. 800-259-9231. So we go to your phone calls. Your thoughts on this. Do you think that guns should be allowed in these places? Well, I think guns should be allowed wherever it is private property. Owners will, wait a minute, this isn't private property. So you don't really get to set the rules.
Tragedy of the commons.
They get to set the rules, and what they say goes.
Public property is an oxymoron.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what is property? By definition, property is the ability to exclude someone from the use of something. And so, I mean, if it's public, presumably, if everyone owns something, then nobody owns it. There is no such thing as public property.
But
somebody, effectively, whoever controls it is who really owns it. So
right, there's an armed gang. Right, there's an armed gang that occupies that property, but they don't legitimately own it. They don't have any legitimate claim to it beyond violence. We continue with Tony in Texas. Tony, you are on Free Talk Live.
How y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Tony?
Yes, sir. I do a lot of vacationing in national parks.
Mm-hmm.
We have some of the most beautiful parks in the world.
Sure.
I'm amazed at how these people that run these parks are more concerned about the wildlife than they are the protection of our families.
Yeah.
We track 3 hours in, 3 hours out. I have always carried my weapon, never had to use it.
Thank goodness.
But I'm amazed signs are going to throw me in jail. So
you've carried the weapon in regardless of what the rules say, and I don't blame you for that.
I love my family.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
I love wildlife.
They say it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6, right?
Right. But we're going to protect our families, so make all the rules and laws you want.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we're going to follow them. I'm not.
Well, I guess that means that if they decide to ban guns completely, you won't be in line turning them in then, huh?
Oh, by no means.
You're a good man, Tony, and I appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bill in Ohio. Bill, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Yes.
Bill, what's on your mind tonight?
Good show. I listen to you often.
Thanks, Bill.
You was talking about banning guns in National Forest, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's turn the tables on them, and every time they come up to us toting a gun, say, why are you toting one? Won't let us do it.
Yeah. It's clear who the masters and who the servants are.
Well, and four.
When somebody says they support gun control, they're against guns, I like to say, well, I don't agree, but I have to admit that if the police and the military didn't have guns, we'd have a lot less wars and a lot less police abuse. And then, of course, they'll go, oh, well, the police and the military need to have guns. So I'll say, oh, you're not anti-gun, you're pro-elitism.
Mm-hmm.
They've always come up with an answer, but the bottom line is simply this. If they'd just get rid of the police and let us handle our own problems, it'd be a better world.
Yep.
I agree with you. I mean, I would like to see the police behaving and doing the right thing, but it seems like they aren't doing that, and I don't know if any amount of cajoling or persuading can get them to do it. It seems like all they do is just follow the orders they're given. Now, some of them claim they have lines that they've drawn and that, if they're ordered to go and confiscate weapons, some of them say they won't do it, and I think that's good for them to say those things, but in the meantime, they're still wreaking havoc on innocent people's lives, and I have to agree with you. I think that having no cops would would be a better situation, and then we could allow whatever market protection services would automatically develop naturally in the marketplace to replace them and allow competition and the innovation and the lowered costs and the wonderful things that always sprout from competition to bloom.
True. There's one thing to remember. Most of your law enforcement is appointed agents. We've never voted for one of them except for the sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
and
true.
If they'd get in line and do what they're supposed to and protect us, we wouldn't need the rest of them.
Thank you for the call tonight. Really appreciate it. Let's continue with Herb or Herb. You pronounce it like if it's a guy's name, it's always Herb, right?
Yeah, it's Ferb.
Herb, you're on the air in Utah. Ferb. It's Ferb.
Yeah. Hey, I saw this thing posted on Amazon.com. It's called the Playmobil Security Checkpoint.
Yes, I have seen it as well.
Oh my God.
Hey, Herb, your phone sucks. We got to let you go. Ferb, sorry. See, I couldn't even hear his name. Ferb, thanks for the call. Sorry your phone sucks. But, yes, the Play School Security set. Have you guys seen this thing?
Yeah, it's a little set for the TSA.
It's so disturbing. You know?
Yeah, TSA Checkpoint Play School. It's got the little figures.
I thought it might have been a joke. It's real.
It is real.
It sounds like one of those things that's too bizarre to be a joke. I don't know.
There's a comment on there I read one time,
yes,
which I can't tell enough.
They're hilarious.
It's amazing. But, you know, it goes to show, you know, how you can use things on the Internet like that to do a little outreach. And this guy did a little outreach with it. It was a really great comment. And
it was a very sarcastic comment.
Oh.
It was to the effect of, thank you, Play School, for allowing me to teach my children how to be obedient little serfs in front of these the government bureaucrats. And I'm not paraphrasing it very effectively, but it was very sarcastic and very good. But, yes, they are selling it. It's just shocking. It's a real shocking statement about the police state we live in that the major manufacturers out there, Play School. It's a huge children's toy manufacturer. I mean, you've seen the little rounded face
it
people.
Says Playmobil.
Playmobil, yeah. Mm-hmm. Playmobil.
These toy little guns are bad, though. Guns are bad, but toys about being a tyrannical statist over your fellow man are
right.
Are
well,
fun.
The Playmobil has this SWAT helicopter with the guy with the rifle hanging out the side so he can shoot people from the side
really?
Of the helicopter. So that's fine.
Is that really in it?
Well, yeah, that's really there. I mean, I can.
Wow.
I got it right here. And they've got the cop with the radar patrol. You know, getting dangerous citizens.
So they have
tickets.
A whole line. You're saying this isn't the one. You're saying these are different sets
yep.
that you're talking
yep.
about. Wow,
got a whole bunch of them.
You can establish a whole play police state.
Yep, you can.
With
right.
your friends, and
you
your
really
buddies.
Could with this.
Start your kids into their obedience training early. Start them in preschool before they're even in the government school system. That's what this is all about. It's about training people to not question. It's about training people to bend over and to bow down and to do as they're told. And I'm about sick of it myself. How about you guys?
Yeah. Or take part in the tyranny is what they're...
It's not American is what it is.
More coming up tomorrow night. You can join us for the live Saturday edition. Dale, thanks for coming in tonight.
Glad to be here.
Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com. Mark and I will return for the live Saturday edition tomorrow. We'll see you online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
People are